I don't think the gym community is like, ah, he's doing a pull-up. Get him. Get him.
Yo, gorillas. Welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Goran Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is no other than the Serbian workout beast, also known as Stipka Dejan Stipic. I'm happy to have you here today. And yeah, we will talk about some workout stuff. We received a lot of questions from the community, around about like 100, 150 questions. So that's really crazy. We will try to answer quite a few of them. And yeah, for the people who don't know Dejan, he's like really one of the craziest. You're so long in the game. You have an amazing physique. You have like a lot of crazy PRs, crazy like achievements in your career. So we will talk about that today. Welcome to the show, Dejan.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for the invite. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So let's start with your presentation. When somebody approaches you and you don't know this person doesn't know you, how do you present yourself?
I think that changed over the year, you know, over the years, like now, like before, you know, gymnast, then like street workout, athlete, and that's usually like, what the fuck is street workout? And I have to fucking explain, I work out in the park, I do pull-ups, you know, stuff like that, or just athlete. But now it's like a mix, like athlete, and I have my own business, entrepreneur, you know, so it's like a mix of many other things now. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, like you have a crazy development in the sport, in sports in general. As you said, like you started as a gymnast, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I was a gymnast for 12 years. 12. Yeah. Since I was like 6 years old until around 18. I think just over 18, I stopped. Okay. Yeah. So a long time.
That's true. So how old are you now?
I'm 27.
27. So like 9 years in calisthenics and street workout, is it right?
Yeah, since 2012, so okay. Like eight, you know, but yeah, I started at six, just doing like gymnastics, competitive, so I was also competing nationally, also like around the Balkan area. I was a Serbian representative for gymnastics, and then when I was done with that, I transferred into like street workout more, now more into like fitness, you know, everything. Yeah.
What was the reason back then for you to switch to calisthenics or to street workout?
I mean, injuries, most of the part, you know, I had a lot of them. And because of the injuries and everything, I felt like I hit a plateau. You know, and my limitations in gymnastics. And to be honest, I never liked it. You know, I like the strength aspect of it, you know, muscle ups, how many pull ups you can do, you know, just the strength. Because every workout we did, we started the workout with strength. And that's my like favorite things. The freestyle, you know, learning the moves, learning the skills and everything, I didn't really like. And that's how I got injured. You know, I tore my shoulder, broke my hand, I fell on my head, like directly on my head from the high bar. And that basically was like a career ender, you know, for me when I fell on my head. Because from there on, I had phobias. As soon as you have a phobia in gymnastics, you're done. Oh. You know, you can't be scared. And then the last like year or two in my career, I really wasn't motivated. I really didn't want to work out. I started to skip classes and everything. And before, I was always like on time, 8 a.m., two workouts a day, competing on the weekends. You know, it was like that for 10 years, you know, like two workouts a day and just grinding, and I didn't know anything else. I didn't really play outside and didn't really have friends. School was okay, you know, But even in school, like the teachers and everything are like, oh yeah, he's an athlete, you know, let him do his thing, you know, he has a future in that. And then after, like when I was like, I think I got injured when I was like 16, 17, when I fell on my head, and then I just went down, you know. And either I'm gonna quit, you know, or I'm gonna really get injured, you know. And at that point, I was pretty, like, a pretty bad place, you know, like, I didn't really want to work out. I wanted to injure myself, you know, so I just don't have to go and work out. It was that, like, bad place in my head, you know. I tried to, like, break my fingers in training, like, purposely.
Wow.
Yeah, purposely, you know, do a move badly, you know, so I like grab the bar and break my finger or break my hand.
But who forced you to continue with gymnastics? Was it your parents? Was it your self image of yourself? Or
I think it's everything, you know. I tried to quit in 2008. I tried to quit and my trainer was like, you can't, you know, we need you in the club. You need to take like 1 week off. And then I take 1 week off. And of course, I want to train because that's all I, you know, do. And then I come back. And, you know, it was like that. I didn't really train for myself, I think, in that point, you know. So I tried to like find like an escape. And then as soon as my trainer was like, hey, this is your last competition, you know, you're not gonna do this like professionally, you know, I was like, yup, that's all I needed to hear, you know, bye. And that's it. That's how I ended.
Wow. But in the beginning of your street workout, like your street workout career, you started with freestyle as well, right?
Yeah. That happened in 2012. When I started. So it took like a year, maybe a little bit more than a year and a half, like break from working out, you know, between like street workout and gymnastics. I had like a year and a half break where I just partied, you know, party every weekend. Because for 12 years, you know, all my like child life and my like teenage years, I didn't go out. I didn't go for a party. I didn't have beer. Friends, like when friends like from school invited me, like, hey, let's go and play or whatever. I'm like, I can't because I have another training after, you know. So I couldn't really socialize like that, you know. And for that year and a half, I just like partied, started drinking, you know. Then I had like access of energy, what to do, no future. So I started like going to football games, you know, like the hooligans basically. And I was like, oh, this is not good, you know. And then randomly on TV I saw 2012 world championship on Eurosport. It was on TV and I looked at it. I was like, this shit is fucking easy, you know, I can do that. And then start basically at that time, the city opened a park in my city and we were like, let's go, you know. And then 1 year later, I was top three in the world.
Wow. And where do you think would you be now if you wouldn't have seen the like street workout on television?
I have no idea. Probably in a bad place. You know, I don't know. Like, hopefully I would either way find a way to work out or in the gym or whatever. But I don't think if I didn't, it'll be like a fucking bad place. Who knows what? You know, I don't really think about it.
Okay.
But probably something bad.
Yeah, and like your past made you the person that you are today. And without like these experience, without the injury, like falling on your head, etc., like you wouldn't be where you are today. And because where you are today, like most of the people consider as successful. And Maybe you had to go through this.
I mean, I definitely had to, you know, the injuries and everything. The people I met, you know, the people who I started going to the park with, like Milan, we started working out together. You know, everything was like, you know, like the right path, like exactly how it should happen. And we started like a group, we started working out, we did classes and everything. We had like big dreams, you know, and boom, you know, it took me a year and a half, but, you know, I reached like the top and then just built on that.
Wow. Yeah. So let's go into your journey in calisthenics street workouts. You started directly with freestyle because for you it looked easy. It was like a little bit similar mm-hmm. to the gymnastics that you did before.
Yeah.
How did you work out? How did it come to continue?
Well, I didn't really start doing freestyle. We just worked out like properly because I had to gain strength again, you know, to do pull-ups. I couldn't do a muscle-up in 2012. And as a kid, when I was like 9 years old, I could do 10 on the rings.
Wow.
You know, like that. But in 2012, I couldn't do like anything. So we did proper workouts, sets and reps. And then slowly did like a few moves here and there, you know, like try to do the back lever, but that's gymnastics that wasn't too hard, you know. Mm-hmm. Front lever, you know, handstands are easy, like learn a few like explosive push-ups, and you know, that's basically it. And then we went to one competition in Bosnia, and people started talking about the World Cup there. Like, oh, there's gonna be a World Cup, you know, like 10 stages around the world. There's gonna be one in Zagreb in Croatia. And I was like, can I somehow get in? Because already in 2013, my popularity in the region started like going up, you know, pretty fast, like what the hell. And I got an invitation to it, and I just randomly just played in the park, you know, like try this move, try to get like choreography a little bit. And then also the federation had like a manual or a script what you need to do in a competition to win, you know, like points, or you have to do something on the dip bar, something on the bar, you need something explosive, and you need to do a flag mm-hmm. to get like the maximum points. And I fucking researched, and I'm like, I'm gonna do this, and I went to the World Cup in Zagreb, and I was second place. I was like, holy shit, you know, and I qualified for the final. And then when I went there, I just improved a little bit on the choreography and just the moves and everything I'm going to do. And then boom, top three, like all of a sudden, and just changed everything.
Wow.
Overnight.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, and where do you, yeah. Like, what was the reason from your point of view now? Like, was it your talent, your background in gymnastics? Was it the low level these days? What was it that put you to the top directly?
It's a combination of everything. I don't think it wasn't low level, mm-hmm. especially back then. You know, if you do a planche, you had, I forget the names of the people because they fell off in, disappeared after that, but they did like Maltese, they did planche, one guy did, you know, muscle up 360, which back then was like, what the fuck, you know, it was a high level, you know, like a big competition and everything. But I just think because I knew the rules properly, and I don't know, I think stage presence a little bit, I had the confidence, you know, to go on the stage and perform. And I really worked out a lot, you know. In that period, I remember I lost a lot of friends in that exact period. As soon as I qualified, you know, I was like, I can't party anymore. I have to, you know, work out. Even my teachers back then and everything, they were like, you know, what you're going to do in life? You should start working. You should go to college. And I was like, no, I have a World Cup in 6 months. And they're like, ah, oh, give yourself a year. If you don't do anything in a year, quit and start working. I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, sure. And then, you know, but I think it's a combination of everything, you know, the dedication, the workouts I did, stage presence, read the rules, you know, what you need to do, you know, and that's it. Because there were stronger people in that competition, you know, but they didn't know what to do. You know, they did randomly one move, then come down. And you need like to do at least 3 moves in a row to get points. And I did moves who were like 4 or 5, you know.
So. Okay. So like for the people who want to take stuff from this, like the points that I took with me, you prepared well. You didn't only work out hard, but also smart. You were prepared with a list of stuff that you need to do to get to get the points. You had the stage experience, so you were more calm, I guess, than the other people. You breathed right.
You know, like in gymnastics and everything, when you compete, in an arena, you know, in a like big hall or whatever. Okay, in gymnastics, you don't have that many people, but I was on a stage and you feel that rush, you know? So I basically took that and went on a stage. But I already, because I just like being on a stage in front of people, you know? I don't get nervous like that. It hypes me up.
Nice.
You know, and I perform better when people are watching, you know? So that's also a thing for my like success back then, and I didn't really listen to people, you know, like the older people, the naysayers, you know, like you can't do this, quit, blah blah blah, you know. I didn't really listen to people. You can't, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a special mindset. Like, what does happen inside of you, like your head, when somebody tells you, Dejan, this is no good idea, you won't make it?
Yeah, you can't listen to people like that. You know, if you say that I can't, I will. You know, like I remember even when I was a gymnast back then, if you say like you can't, if you say to your trainer you can't, or you know, I'm tired or something, you're going to get a slap, you know, or you do something with bad form or whatever, you get slapped, you know, or you get punished in some way. So you can't really complain. You can't really be like, I can't. You have to, you know. Okay. So I had already that mindset, or I already had that competitive mindset. Because I was also strong, so I used to compete. Like, we had like a pull-up competition, like in the gymnastic days, and I used to compete like my number. So in 10 sets, my like number against like 3 other people. Mm-hmm. You know, like their combinated number of reps against only mine. You know, and I win. And shit like that, you know. So already I was like teach, you know, to like compete and be like that.
Okay, well, okay, like when you said let's jump to the present, when you said that you are like when you perform in front of people right now, it even motivates you more. I just have to think of the last two like events in Berlin, like the Kali Games, I think 2 years, not like last year, so basically three years ago, there was this epic video from you where you walked through the crowd with your back, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And the year, like last year where we met also, you competed against Lee. So you're still in a crazy, you have this mindset and you have this crazy attitude to perform. So like, what is your current state of workout? What are your goals right now?
just to get overall better, you know. I don't really want to compete. Even back then, like Cali Games, I wasn't scheduled to compete at all, you know, especially against like LVT. I wasn't scheduled to compete. I was like, I was supposed to be just a judge, you know. And then like a week or 10 days before, I saw like in the WhatsApp group, they were like, oh, you against this guy, LVT against Dayan. I'm like, what? I have to compete?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to come. I don't compete anymore. Oh, no, just for the public, you know, just attraction. Yeah. You know, I'm like, come on. And back then, like, even now in the park, we don't have, like, a proper pull-up bar.
Whoa.
They fucking destroyed it. You know, we have a monkey bar and that's it, you know. I'm like, I can't even, okay, fuck it. I'll compete. And then I talked to LVT. Because he's also a good friend, so shout out to him. He gave me the routine, and I'm like, I don't even have a place where to do a muscle up properly, you know? And he gave like his routine, and it's like half or more of it is weighted Cali, and I didn't do weighted Cali for a year. I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'm not even gonna train for it. And I went, and it was like, the competition was like July. I think it was like July or something like that, summer. And my competition, it was like at 2 p.m.
It was so hot.
Just fucking, yeah. If you remember, it was so fucking hot. me not prepared at all. And I lost, you know. And then fucking comments on Instagram from some people. Oh, you're just like an Instagram guy, you know, just fake. You're not strong and shit. And I'm like, and I tore my hands. There was a picture on Instagram. I tore my hands and everything. I'm like, you fucking motherfucker. You know, so next day, they had like the absolute reps competition. So anyone can like join. I don't know how many people competed.
And you
20, 30 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll compete again. You know, torn, sore, not prepared at all. And I basically won every medal.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker. Instagram bullshit.
Yeah. Well, what does it
people
make?
People forget.
Yeah.
People forget. You have to remind people sometimes.
Like, what does happen inside of you when people comment something like this? Do you want to explain, or do you just want, like, what does it make with you?
Yeah, I think it depends. I think it depends on the comment and my mood, if I'm in my feelings or not. You know, if I want, sometimes I look and be like, fuck, you know, who knows what kind of place they're coming from.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go on the profile and it's a kid, you know, or it's like a fake profile. Who knows who it is, you know. Maybe it's Saibo fucking with me. You know, you can't know, you know, who it is. So sometimes I'm like, fuck it. Sometimes I like to troll, you know, and I fucking reply and whatever, you know, troll a little bit. But I don't really get upset that much. It's been a long time. You know, if you go on my YouTube, you see fucking nasty comments all the time. So I just look at it like,
Okay.
Well, what can you say to her? Like, I went through everything.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, okay. Present. How does your schedule look like right now? How does your week look like?
Training wise. So yeah, because now I'm doing also like weightlifting, I'm doing Olympic lifting, I'm combining basically everything, you know. I don't do just calisthenics. Monday it's upper body strength, so it's muscle up, pull up, bench or dip, you know. I combine it like every other week. Tuesday it's lower body strength, so Olympic lifting and squats. Wednesday rest day, and then Thursday I do push workout. Friday pull workout. Saturday I do legs. Sunday rest. So it's like that.
Okay.
More focused on strength.
And right now you always train in the gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to. I didn't go to the park. I went to the park like a month ago, just for my deload. But properly, like, to work out in a park, it's been 2 years, maybe. Maybe two, you know. Like, I don't see any benefit from it anymore. Like, I need weights, even with calisthenics. I need at least 20, 30 kg, you know, for pulls, for push-ups. I need someone on my back to do a workout. Like, I can't, you know, to improve that much on the street anymore, you know. And I knew that for the past long time, you know. For the past, like, years, I knew that I'm not improving, you know, that I can be much better, you know. But I listened to other people who commented, like, you know, be true to just calisthenics. Don't do anything else. You should be your only street workout. We want you to be this. Mm-hmm. Don't be anything else. Be, you know, Steve Kerr from the street. You know, don't touch weights. You know, and I was like listening to those people, and I knew that I wasn't improving, that I was limiting myself, you know, and I was like, fuck that, I'm not gonna limit myself anymore, you know, and went to the gym, started doing more weight at Cali, and then in October last year, I started like weightlifting, like Olympic lifting, and a little bit of weightlifting, you know, like gym.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, that's it.
Because that was also a question from the community. Why you started with weight training, with Olympic weightlifting? So basically, the reason is that you stagnated, that you didn't make any like progress or
no progress in calisthenics. I didn't make any progress in weight at Cali. My PRs didn't move for 4 years. Almost five, you know. I didn't reach any new PR. Like, there's no way to even come to that point,
yeah.
You know. And I was like, what the hell? And then when I started doing weight, and when I started like programming properly, training for strength, in 2 months I broke all of my records from before.
Wow!
In 2 months, what I couldn't do in 4 years.
Crazy.
Almost five. You know, with proper programming and everything. I didn't do it by myself. I also have friends who do Olympic lifting, and you know, and I'm like, how do you work out? How do you do Olympic lifting? What kind of rep range are you doing? What kind of, you know? And I basically took that and put it into weight at Cali. You know, like Olympic lifting made me more explosive and stronger on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, so I could put like bigger weights, I can do more reps, you know. I always research, you know. I took like a little bit powerlifting style, a little bit Olympic lifting style, and then like the gym, just like a little bit at the end of my workout, you know, just to get my physique also like proper. And because my goal is to look like a bodybuilder, a mix of a bodybuilder and a power lifter, but to have strength of an Olympic lifter and a power lifter, you know. But for that, you're not going to be the best in, you know, muscle up. You're not going to be a best in bench or deadlift, you know, but like all around, you're going to be the best.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that's...
I don't specialize, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like all rounder, like you're more like a generalist, and maybe that's also something that you've shown in Cali Games on Sunday at the reps competition, because like you dominated in push, you did everything, like
it doesn't matter squats, you know, like those are the people who win usually at the competition, especially reps, you know. If to win, you have to like at least be top three in everything. You know, but to do that, you have to be overall strong. And today, a lot of people specialize, which is not a bad thing to do, you know, but you don't really have a competition just for muscle up and that's it, you know. Okay, you're going to win a medal, but what then?
Yeah.
You know, but to win like the overall, like to get the big prize or get that accomplishment, and you know, you have to be everywhere good.
Yeah.
So I like to do it like that.
Yeah, of course. It depends on your goals. Like, honestly, I would be interested in, there are athletes who are like crazy, crazy street workout athletes. And then there are people who say he skipped leg day. He doesn't have legs. Like, what is your opinion on this? Like, because I also can understand the people who specialize, you know, who like do crazy stuff that nobody has ever done, like in one particular area. What is your opinion on this?
But you can specialize in one area, but still do legs. I mean, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you have to skip doing other stuff. You know, like, it's cool that you can do 60 kg muscle up or 50 or dip. You know, but if you can't, like, I don't care. It's, you know, I don't care what you do and everything. If that makes you happy, you know, but to look at like the big picture, you know, why? But again, like, that doesn't mean you have to skip legs. You can specialize and still do other stuff, you know. That's my opinion.
Okay. Get it.
And you can work out if you're doing just muscle ups or specialize in a pull up. What, you're going to pull up every day? That's not really, you know, a good thing. Mm-hmm. Injury-wise and everything, hitting a plateau. Like, that's also not a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing that you said, hitting a plateau, trying another sport or, like, another, even stimuli, like, for your muscle, it doesn't have to be a difficult, totally different sport, but just do different exercise, different approaches, different like rep numbers, etc., and then improving on your basic
stuff.
Because like Vadim did the same thing. He, like he also, like with CrossFit, he improved also in Kelly. That's
definitely, you know, you take the best parts from CrossFit, you take the best parts from Olympic lifting, weightlifting, powerlifting. I'm not doing full-time powerlifting. I don't do full-time Olympic lifting. I do it once a week, you know, and I only do power cleans and snatch. You know, I take like the best things from everything. Even calisthenics, there's no point for me to do a full back workout only Cali. You know, this grip, this grip, this grip, this grip, this grip, this grip, like the whole workout, you know. Like, I do, like, the compound movements, you know, muscle up, pull up, you know, chin up, you know, and then just combine with other, like, training styles, you know. Like, I do bench, I do, like, rows a little bit, you know, for my back. I do some stuff, like, isolation stuff, you know, like, for the bicep, or just quads, just glutes, hamstrings, you know. But those are like just sprinkles at the end of the workout, you know, to get that shape and everything to get stronger. But again, the compound movements, what I do full time still, it's Cali. Okay. And I get comments all the time like, oh, you're not doing calisthenics anymore. Check my story. I'm doing a muscle up with 40 kg. Like, what do you mean I don't do? What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean? I don't do Cali anymore.
Yeah, it's like people who are like too focused, like you are only allowed to do only do calisthenics. That's, I think that's also the reason why a lot of athletes who train with weights from time to time are fearful to say it in front of the community, because then they say he doesn't do only calisthenics, and like people are really,
I think the community is like that. And we are the only community who is like that, you know, like calisthenics and that's it. Don't do weights. I don't think the gym community is like, ah, he's doing a pull-up, you know, and shit like that. Yeah. Get him, you know. change your handle on Instagram to Calisthenics. You know, you're not a gym guy anymore. Get out, you know. But I think the calisthenics community, straight workout community, is like a little bit judgmental, you know. Like, oh, you have to be only purely calisthenics. Even weighted Cali is like, what? You're on the edge. You know, you have to lift the weight. But I think that's like a limited mind, because I was like that a little bit, you know, like before, you know, I didn't want to do weights. I wanted to be purely Cali, you know, pure to the form and shit. And that was like, that's a bad way of thinking.
Okay. Like, let's switch into the position of somebody who starts calisthenics as a new athlete. What would you recommend are the three things that if people changed it in their beginning of calisthenics and of workout in general, they would have much more results, much more like success?
Number one, warm up. Because you see a lot of people skipping it and then causes injuries. And then again, you're at the beginning. You know, take those 10, 15, 20 minutes, warm up properly. And then the number two thing, stick to basic workouts at the beginning. It doesn't have to be fancy at all. You know, basic pull, push, squat. You know, stick to the basic. And again, form and quality over the reps, you know, how much you're going to do, quantity. It doesn't matter, you know, especially at the beginning. It's better to do 5 proper pull-ups than 12 kipping.
Okay.
You know, strength-wise, muscle-wise, you know, it does make sense. You know, those are the three things I think people should be focused on at the beginning.
Nice. I think people can relate to that. Like, I don't know a lot of people who do warm-ups, but every professional, or like most of the professional athletes that I know, they all do warm-ups.
If you don't, you're gonna get injured, you know. That happened to me multiple times. You know, I tore both of my shoulders because I didn't warm up. I used to warm up all the time. Even before that, I used to warm up. One workout I didn't warm up and I tore my shoulder.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
And so that's important. Even now in the gym, when I go, I'm the only one, me and my training partner are the only ones who are warming up properly. You know, for me, if you're doing bench, a warm up shouldn't be doing a bench with lower weight.
Okay.
Or curling with a lower weight. That's not a warm up, you know. Yeah. Like proper dynamic, you know, elbows, neck, full body warm up, even legs. Even if you're not doing legs, warm up your legs, you know. And no one is doing that, unfortunately.
Okay. Nice. Still, let's continue. Yeah. something that I'm interested in, you switched quite drastically with your nutrition. And I'm interested in that. Why? And what are the benefits that you see since then?
Why? I went vegan in 2018 in June. Why? I needed a change. You know, before that, I did keto for 2 years. So I didn't eat any fruit, no sugar. Just meat all day and fats, you know, zero carb, basically, you know, only broccoli and stuff for 2 years. So I didn't have a banana, an apple, nothing, you know. I was always in ketosis. So I needed a change. And I was one of those guys in 2013, 14, 15, who was like making fun of vegans, you know. Making memes and shit on Instagram. I was one of those people. And then, but I also have like good friends who are vegan, you know, like Frank Medrano is vegan. One of my good friends from Dubai, living now in Canada, Khan, he's vegan. And I have people like those that showed me like, oh, you know, you can still, you know, build muscle and be like healthy and everything with a vegan diet. So I was like, okay, that's possible. And then after keto, I'm like, man, I need to get more and more into nutrition, learning more on myself. And then I can get that knowledge and then, you know, learn other people, you know, because with the app, with the PDF that we did, the nutrition and everything, it's better for me to know all types of diets, because then I can help different kinds of people and different kinds of clients. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna switch to veganism and just cold turkey, you know, one day eating meat. The next 2 years I didn't eat anything, no eggs, no meat. I had cheese a few times, like pizza or whatever, when I can't really you know, avoid it. Milk, no yogurt, nothing. And I felt good, you know, like I was the most shredded in 2018-19 with a vegan diet. And I was the biggest during winter. I was 85 kg during winter. The biggest I've been and the most shredded I've been, you know, with just being vegan. It was easier, you know, you're full, you're eating a lot of plants, you know. Like I'm eating more various foods, because for keto you're eating beef, chicken, broccoli, avocado, cheese, you know, like that's it. You're not eating a lot. So when I went vegan, when I was just eating plants, you know, zucchini and this and that, like not like more nuts, like just seeds, and it was like totally different, you know. And I again cooked more, and like it was like interesting, and I improved. But again, like the feeling and everything was the same when I did keto. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel different. It wasn't like, oh, I'm not foggy in my head. I'm not like getting cute. Like I can do that with keto. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do that with vegetarian. You know, if you know the nutrition and you know what to eat, any diet can work for you. But a lot of people who tried like keto, they didn't do it properly. Mm-hmm. Many people who tried veganism or plant-based, they didn't do it properly. You can't just eat one banana and Oreo and like broccoli and think, you know, oh, I'm going to be good. No, you're not going to be good, you know. So I think you need to really get into it, research, and really get, you know, into the diet and learn. And then you're going to be fine.
Okay.
That's my opinion on it.
So the main reason that you stick with veganism right now, because you said that you can achieve your physique or your results with every nutrition. So the main reason is like the variation of food. You feel more comfortable with eating much and getting back into the love of food, like cooking more various stuff, etc.
Yeah. I don't need meat to get bigger, strong. So why eat it? You know, I proved to myself like that I don't need it. I'm healthy. I did my blood work, you know, like no change, everything good. Then, you know, I take supplements still, like B12 and iron and everything. But again, everyone should. There's no need for me to eat meat. I went back to vegetarian now. So every 2 years, I change a diet. So I did like flexible dieting. I did keto. I did for 4 years, I did intermittent fasting. I did vegan for two. And now for the next two, I'm going to do vegetarian. So wow. I'm doing eggs now. And sometimes like cheese again. And that's it. No difference again.
So you see it as a test, as a challenge, or like why don't you stick with veganism right now? Do you miss eggs or?
No, not really. but I just want to see the difference between being vegan and vegetarian.
Okay.
Will my body change? How will I feel? Improvements in my workouts, you know, stuff like that. So in 2 years, we're going to see what's going to happen.
And I think in, I don't know, 30, 40 years, people will be able to buy your biography and read about 20 nutrition styles and the guy who tested them for 2 years each. So,
yeah, probably like something like that. Or in 2 years, I'm going to be back to vegan, you know, and that's it. But it all depends. All depends what's going to happen. And also my training, how it's going to go, you know, you never know. You never know.
Okay. Nice. You talked about blood tests. I see like stuff that nobody does, but professional athletes like warm up, etc. What are the habits, like not even workout related, but what are the habits that you do every day that would improve people's lives if they would do it?
I think everyone is different, but for me, I need to have like a schedule, you know, to work out at the same day. I like to eat the same stuff every day, especially now when I'm bulking and getting bigger. I don't want too many distractions and, you know, like different kinds of foods. I can't have cheat meals at my home, so I can't really have good food like chips or anything in my house because I'm gonna eat it, you know. So like my fridge is empty. Like, I have the food that I have to eat today, and that's it. Tomorrow I have to buy again. You know, I have exactly how much I need to eat, not less, not more. So that's, like, pretty strict, because if I have food here, I'm going to fucking eat it. That's, like, a problem. Like, now over the weekend, like, my girl was here watching movies, and she brought chips.
Oh.
I ate it all. You know, like, I can't have it, you know, I can't have it here. What was the question?
What are the habits that you stuff that you do every day that would improve people's lives?
Wake up at the same time every day. You know, you shouldn't really, you know, one day wake up at 12 and then one day at 7 a.m. And you know, I think everyone should have like a specific, you know, time. Work out if you can at the same time. To drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I always have like a liter and a half here. As soon as I drink it, I get another one. Take your supplements at the same time,
because
you're going to forget, because I always have to have them somewhere here because I forget. I don't really have that discipline and habit of taking pills, so I have to like see them or I'm gonna forget.
So you're a really organized person, so like you build your schedule, your day with like small stuff that you do, the things that you know that you need to reach the goals that you want to reach.
Definitely. And if something goes off, like I don't go to the workout, my day is fucked.
Okay.
As soon as I don't go to the workout, I don't eat right. I miss a meal. I don't have an appetite. I don't take my supplements, you know, and it's like that. So I have to go out of the house and do like a workout or something. If I don't, then everything collapses.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like that for me.
Okay, nice. So let's get back. Let's get to the questions of the community. There are a few cheeky ones, a few interesting ones. I am like the first thing that I have to say. It was insane how many people have IM in front of their Instagram handle. Like the
no
people,
way.
Like the people that I asked, like I am Mba, I am Jero, I am Simonov. Like it was crazy. Honestly, in the 150 questions that we had, like there were 10, 15, maybe 20 people with I am in front. And like your Instagram handles, I am Skip Stipka. So
I am, yeah. That's cool. That's
quite
cool,
interesting. Though. Quite interesting. Yeah. So, first question from I am Simonov. Your goals 2020.
So specific. I want to do 200 kg squat. Um, 50 kg muscle up. That's a goal. Those are the two big ones, I think.
Okay.
Those straight are the bar. Two big ones.
Straight bar.
Yeah. Straight bar muscle up and 200 kg squat. Those are my two big ones. The rest of it, I'm not really, you know, like actively like running for it. And even for this, I'm not real. For squats, I'm pushing it. Especially now after quarantine, like my strength went a little bit down. But yeah, I need to get that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people now expect like a list of 10 or 20 goals. But from my experience, it's not healthy to have that much many goals. Like a lot of stuff is just coming with it. Like, for example, if you also want to do the 90 kg or 100 kg or whatever pull up, it also comes a little with the muscle up. But it shouldn't be like you should focus on only two or three things to have a clear focus.
You can't have 10. There's no way. You're not going to accomplish everything. And 1 year goes by like that,
yeah.
You know, like you should have like a few goals here and there in fitness, a few goals like personal life, business. And that's the only way you're going to crush it. Yeah. You can't have too many.
Nice. Rodrigo Cruz asks how to combine endurance with weighted Kelly.
Endurance and weighted Kelly. What does that mean? Does he want to get better endurance with weighted Kelly?
He wants to get better in both. That's how I understand it. He wants to get better in both, and he doesn't know how to combine it because, like, one rep max training destroys your endurance.
Yeah, you can't have both. It's pretty hard. You should pick one. Like, I think weighted Kelly will help him with the endurance. You know, if he does it properly, because the stronger you get, you know, and easier to do pulls and everything, it's going to help him directly with endurance. Like for me now, I didn't do endurance for fucking 2 years probably, but I can for sure do like 200, 300 push-ups or 40 pulls just because of my weighted Kelly, because I can do like big weights, you know, like body weight, you don't feel. Like for me to do a bodyweight muscle up or pull up, it's you don't feel like you're flying. You're just going up and down, or same with squats. You know, so I think focus on weighted Kelly properly, and that will directly help him with endurance.
Okay.
And then when you start endurance, then you have to go in all in endurance.
Okay, like Cybov.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so. He does like a little bit of weighted Kelly, but yeah. He does I think only 10 or 20 kg, you know, in weighted Kelly, and then most of it is endurance.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I am Jero is asking, will you ever learn full planche? Not a goal.
No. No, I don't have a desire. I don't have a desire to do it. I don't like it. It's a lot of injuries with that, with Maltese, with planche, with back lever, you know, like I'm pretty cautious with that, you know, like bicep fucking tears and everything. So I don't do it. Okay. I don't do it. And heavy squats don't go with full planche.
Yeah. True. Like this is a little bit what I meant with like generalists and specialists, because it's like, but yeah, you explained it right. So if somebody approaches you on a competition right now and says, "Hey, Dejan, can you show me a straddle planche? Would you be able to do one right now?"
Maybe for like 5 seconds. Maybe, okay. But again, I didn't do it in a long time. you know, like at the competitions, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I could still do it, you know, but I was like a little bit lighter. But even for that, I never did it, you know. I don't never do it in my workouts. Not even jokingly, I don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, but when there's a crowd and, and you come to a competition and the organizer is like, oh, every judge will do 5 minutes. Push-ups I can always do. I can do a fucking Superman push-up and stuff like that. But like front lever?
No.
Maybe for a second or two. No. I don't do it.
Wow.
And front lever, as soon as you don't do it, you lose it.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't do it for 5 years.
Wow.
So that's a long time.
Okay. So next competition that we meet each other, we do a front lever competition.
Competition, yeah. You don't even need a timer.
Nice. Alexander Albaf asks, how do you get and keep your body fat percentage?
Nutrition. It's all about nutrition with the body fat. Now I'm around probably 10%, maybe 11, you know. But when I'm like shredded, that's a lot of fucking dedication, you know, to eat in a deficit. You don't eat too much. It's mostly like fruit and like low calorie vegetables, you know, protein. It's pretty hard to keep it like really low. And the lowest I got, it was like 4.
Wow.
4 or 5, you know, but that's like dieting. You know, no cheat meals, no nothing, a lot of water, a lot of green tea, you know, like fasting. Fasting is the best way, I think.
It doesn't sound like fun.
No. This is the best when you're bulking and I can go now and get Oreo and eat that and won't affect anything. I'm going to be stronger tomorrow if I have chocolate now, you know, or a pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I have a little bit of fat, you know, I still have a six pack and everything, but, and you need, I think, especially when you're doing strength training and you're doing that like 1 rep, 2 rep, 3 rep max, you need a little bit fat around the muscle and a lot of water around the muscle and tendons. Because when you don't, when it's dry, then it comes to the pop, you know, to an injury. But when you have like a lot of water in your muscle and like some fat, that's gonna like protect the tendons, the ligaments, the bicep, and your bigger, the bigger weight you are, you can push and pull more weight.
Okay, nice.
Do you need that?
That's good to hear. Let's switch to the Oreos after the interview.
Definitely.
Dorian Jakovjelic asks, what's the best advice to all young street workout athletes?
Best advice. Again, fucking warm up. If you want to compete, if you want to compete, really focus on the performance and also try to like injure proof yourself, you know, so do your like strengthening, ligaments, tendons, diet should be on point, focus on the freestyle, but don't neglect strength. And another thing that a lot of people don't talk about, I think, social media. You know, social media and education. You know, there's not a lot of people who live from street workout, you know, from going to a competition and that's it. You know, it's like a limited few people who actually do this as a living. You know, so I think people should really focus on their education. If they want to be a trainer and an athlete, you need to get your diploma to be a trainer, you know, so study. And social media aspect, you need it today to get a sponsor, you know, coronation and everything, you're not going to take someone who has no following, you know. So I think people should focus on their content, especially today. Everything is around content. Content is king. So I think kids and everything should start like a YouTube channel, film everything you do, really put some effort in that. Because that will also, people will invite you to a competition if, you know, you have a good social media, because that's going to help the organizer also, and that's going to help the sport. And again, like the sponsorship and everything, because you're going to need money to travel.
Okay. Nice. That's good advice, I think. Yeah. Because it's a common question that we also get, like people who want to compete who are really, really strong, but they have like 200, 300 followers. And like it's hard to invite somebody. It's not the only thing that a sponsor looks at, but like honestly, it's the thing that you can give back.
Yeah.
To an organizer.
Yeah, true. Because in 2012, 11, 12, 13, social media, Instagram and everything wasn't that big. You know, and if you look at like the people who competed in 2013, it was like me, Vadim, Chris Heria, like all of these people, Ed from Bar Stars, like all of these people really pushed like social media and content and like again, like improvement, like they're all now big and living from the sport. The people who didn't give a fuck about social media and were like, I don't need it, they disappeared from the sport, you know. So people should focus a little bit on it if they want to do this like full time. If you don't, you can do it out of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's no problem. Everyone's different. Everyone wants to do a different thing. But if you want to do this, then you have to focus on so many other things.
That's true. Nice. Enzo asks how to get the protein in without meat and whey.
Plants have so much protein. So much. Beans, lentils, you know, nuts, mushrooms, hummus. Like, there's so many plants who have more protein than meat.
Yeah.
Like, so many. Like, but I think people are, just go on Google and type in, you know, like plant protein benefits, and you're gonna see like fucking a list of plants who have more protein than fucking meat, you know. So that's like, I don't even think about it.
Yeah,
I really don't. I eat beans every day, and mushrooms, and nuts, of course. Like here, like I always have like nuts.
Nice.
Because I forget, and I never thought like, oh, I'm protein deficient. Like I don't have enough. No, like I did my body composition 2 months ago, and I have more than enough protein in my muscle. More than enough. I think like the normal is like 12, 11 till 13 grams per whatever. I have 14.
Wow.
So I have more. And I didn't eat meat at all.
Nice.
So people worry about so many other things. Like, just go on Google and type in, and you're going to see which plants have protein.
Get it. Okay. That's good advice. How many kg and what height are you right now?
Currently, I'm 83, almost 84 kg, and 171.
171.
Definitely. Yeah.
And also the question, how big are your arms right now? Do you know it?
45.
45.
Okay. Yeah, 45, and my forearm is 30. Oh, fuck. 35,
38. Okay.
Or 30, some more than 30. I'm not sure.
I'll put it in the description also. Like, I will ask you afterwards, and we will put it in the description for the people who are interested in the exact numbers, because it was it was a crazy number. I was scared that the people ask also about different sizes, but I'm happy that Jay just asked about arms and forearms.
But everyone is asking for that. Yeah, I have good genetics for arms. Like even before, if people scroll down to 2014-15, I always had good genetics. But everyone is like the number, you know, like it doesn't matter. I just now like the measurements, like maybe a few days ago, because I know people will ask, but I don't really stress about the like how big are my quads and everything. It doesn't matter. What matters is like how you're gonna look in the mirror and like in person. Like the measurement, like exact, like centimeter, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Good. Emir asks how to stay motivated even though you want to quit.
That's why you need discipline, because motivation won't be. I'm not motivated at all. I rarely am. Sometimes I am, you know, for 5 minutes, and that's it. You know, you have like those small bursts of motivation, and that's it. But that's why you need to be disciplined. You know, you need to have that schedule. You need to really be disciplined to eat the food, to go to your workout, to do the workout, to drink the water. You need that discipline. That's the only way you're going to improve and not quit. You know, like for me, now it's all about discipline. And like, I have to work out, and that's it. I have to stick to my schedule or I'm gonna fail. Like most of the times I'm not motivated. You know, you wake up and like, fuck. Well, I'm still gonna fucking go to the gym. You know, because of the discipline. So people shouldn't rely on motivation that much.
Okay. And you also showed in the interview that it's more about preparation, like putting the nuts there, putting the water there, putting the pills there. So the preparation doesn't like gives you the possibility to not have to be motivated.
Yeah. People need to have that schedule in place, you know, like the waking up and then what you're going to do after waking up, you know, go to the gym, come back to the gym, eat, and then the rest of the day. You also need to be disciplined for the food, but it's easier if you have the plan.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have the plan, you can easily, you know, move around.
That's true. And it's easier to take a wrong decision, because if it's just written there, workout, do this set, this reps, these, like you, it's written there. You just do it. Like you don't think.
Yeah, you need also like a good plan. So when you go to the gym, you know what you're going to do in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of people in the park or in the gym just looking around. Okay, I'm going to pick up this weight because it's free and then go to the next one. And I'm like, just looking. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, why are you doing that? Why are you going there?
Yeah.
You know, no, there's no plan. And then they're not improving. And then those people comment on Instagram like, how are you improving? And I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not
get it.
Walking around. Yeah, I'm not walking around the gym, not knowing what I'm gonna do. You know, I have like a proper plan. Even with the nutrition, like I said, like my fridge is like empty because I know what I need to eat. I buy those things, and then tomorrow I buy again. You know, because if I have something bad in it, I'm gonna eat it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Perfect. Marcel asks, did you graduate? Like he asked three crazy questions. Did you graduate? Are you married? Right. Married, or are you in a relation?
Graduate?
Like, did you have some, did you study? Did you like, what diploma?
Oh, okay.
Like stuff like that.
Yeah, I finished high school I'm a multimedia engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So like social media, TV, around that, and I have a diploma for a master trainer in calisthenics.
Nice.
The rep certification from UK. So I have that. I'm not married, but I am in a relationship. for now a year, 14 months with my girl.
Okay. Nice.
I don't post it because that's like private. Yeah. And I don't share my private life on my fitness social media.
Yeah.
You know, like I only post my workouts, my food, like the motivation, and that's it. I don't really post like my family or friends or like my relationships and stuff like that. But I am in a committed relationship for the past 14 months.
Nice. Good for you. Because I guess the reason is that you want to separate the two things, that you want to be able to, like, what is the reason?
Because, again, I have a big following, you know? So if I post someone on my story or my page, I know there's going to be fucking a lot of people attacking my friends, attacking my relationship. You know, like just waiting for, you know, something, you know, and then lies and everything. And then past relationships I had, like, you know, people be with you because you have a big following, you know, like fucking they just want clout, you know, just post me on the story.
Why should I, you know? But yeah, like people clout chase, you know, they just want to be with you because of the social media or to post their own. You on their story and shit like that, and I'm not into that. But with this relationship, you know, everything is great, you know, and like I didn't post anything like around my like personal life since 2016, you know, like there's no need, you know, it's fitness related, it's around my business, it's around my workouts, and that's it. You know, I stick to that.
Okay, nice. Yes. So one of the questions that I had to smile a little because there were crazy questions. And the one that I took, because it was for me, it was the most like, I don't want to say funny because it's like, maybe it's like,
show my feet.
Yeah. No, but Jiren the lover asks, do you take roids or why did you lose all your hair? Like, why did you go bald? Or like, why?
Yeah, because people don't change and don't get older and don't get gray hair, you know. People forget that I'm getting older, you know. And I started like 2 years ago with a little bit thinning of the hair, just a little bit here, you know, on the sides. And everyone in my family, literally everyone in my family is bald. Everyone. My father, my younger brother, he started getting bald when he was 15.
Wow.
My older brother is bald. Both of my grandpas were bald. My uncles were bald. Like everyone is bald. And I was the only one who wasn't. And I fucking remember like 2 years ago, like on New Year, I was like, holy shit, I'm 25 or 26. Was it a year or 2 years? But like, holy shit, I'm going to be 26 or 25. And I'm not bald. You know, like, holy shit, maybe the genetics, you know, I'm the only one like buff and like, you know, working out still and shit. Like, maybe my genes are like, you know, I missed one generation.
Yeah.
Nope. 2 weeks after, I felt like, oh no, you know, I'm like, really? Then, you know, like, I think it's a normal thing when like guys start losing hair or get gray hair. You're like, oh my God, you know, really? And then after a while, that went on for a year, you know, and it stopped falling out, and a little bit falling out, but mostly thinning. And one day I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to shave my head. And I just shave it. I'm not with the razor, you know, I don't do that shit because no need, but I just shave it off like zero and that's it. I also have a beard. Like, oh, you know, like, what does it matter? And what is the second question?
Do you take roids?
Oh, do I take roids?
No, I don't take roids. That's the most common question, I think, in the past like few years. It's the most common one, which is understandable, you know, especially someone new coming into my profile who just like maybe started following me like for a few years or a few months or someone who's only a few days, you know, then it's like, oh, roids. Or they see like the transformation picture, you know, like 2012, 2013, or like the big laps, you know, the improvements, and they're like, oh, you can't do that, you know, naturally. But the same people don't know that I was a gymnast for 12 and that I was fit as fuck when I was like 9 years old, 10, you know, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I had a six pack all my life, literally. You know, I could do muscle-ups when I was 9 years old. More now than some people can do it, you know,
yeah,
back then. And I'm competitive gymnast, like, you know.
Wow.
All of this. And then they don't know that, you know. And then they comment Roy's or whatever. And I don't talk about it because there's no point. Okay, now, like, interviews or podcasts, people ask, but usually, like, whatever, you know, or I comment, like, no, like, I've been training for 2 decades now. That's more than anyone in the game, except the people from New York, like Beast and Zeph. But anyone else in the game, I think, who has 2 decades? Vadim, you know, like, no one. Most of the people are like 7 years or 10, 14. So, yeah, people who comment are usually the ones who don't really follow me, you know, or they don't follow me for a long time. So they have like, you know, comments like that. It's understandable. I get it. Sometimes I take a good picture when I'm like buff and I'm like, oh, look at my arm, you know, like, oh, what the fuck? You know, I look like that. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll post it. Oh, post it and let's get ready for the comments.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But yeah, it's normal. Everyone gets that. Everyone.
Okay.
What can you do? You can't do anything about it.
True. Nice. But I like how you deal with it.
But there's no other way, you know, or you're gonna ignore it. You like now in interviews and everything, you address it. I would gladly take a test, you know. But I think not everyone can just go and get a test. Yeah, like I think it's a urine test. It's like 500 euros.
Oh.
And the blood test, I think it's even more. The blood test. I asked that one of my friends. He's an Olympic lifter. And he was actually, he went to the qualifier for the Olympics for this year. So he gets tested, like, you know, often or whatever. And I asked him, like, can I, you know, how can I get tested and everything? But that's, like, through the sports team or, you know, like, the representative team. And that's, like, they have to send it to Austria or France. And then it's 500 euros. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck it. You know, but one day I'll do it.
Nice. Then the last question from the community, from Kabaddi: what supplements make sense for a street workout athlete?
What supplements make sense? Multivitamin, definitely. Multivitamin, omega 3, 6, and 9 is good. B12, I think everyone, if you're vegan or not, you need to take B12. Iron, D vitamin is good. And now if you want something more for performance, creatine is good. It's the most researched one, you know, from all of, like, the supplements, and it's proven to work. So that's the, I think, the best one, and people should take like 1 gram per 10 kilograms of body weight. So I'm 80 kilograms. Mm-hmm. So I take 8 grams a day. Mm-hmm. So people shouldn't be scared of that, you know. I think that's basically it, what people take. I think whey and like protein and gainer and stuff like that are useless. It's better to eat another piece of chicken, you know, or a little bit more beans. It's going to have more effect than you drinking, you know, like fucking whey.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Because people spend too much money. Either whey supplements are expensive.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you live in like Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Ukraine, you know, if you're not having a big paycheck and everything, you shouldn't really pay attention to the supplements that much. It's supplementation. It shouldn't be just supplements all day, every day, and that's it. If you have a shitty diet, the supplements won't help you at all. If you have a good diet or perfect diet, then the supplements will come into play. And then you can invest in that. But I think a lot of people are misguided and fooled by the industry. You know, you have like bodybuilders and everything, even some street workout athletes posing with a shaker and some supplements, you know, which don't really help that much. You will never see me holding like a supplement, you know, like that. Especially like whey or whatever. I'm going to support like supplements, like, you know, vitamins and stuff. And who knows, maybe one day I'm going to have my own line of supplements, you know, even protein supplements, but like healthy ones, like from hemp or pea. But hemp is the best one, you know. But like bullshit ones, mainstream like that, no. Usually the athletes who do that, they do it for money, you know. They promote it, they get 500 euros for it, and that's it. Fooling kids. You know, not teaching them about nutrition and workouts. You know, just buy my supplements. Not my supplements, the fucking company supplements that you got paid for. You know, and this is going to help you do Hephaesto and planche. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So, it's the truth. It's the truth, you know. People need to hear that. Supplements won't help you. Nutrition, proper programming on your workouts, rest, sleep, all of those things will help you improve, you know. Supplements, not really. Health-wise, especially today with COVID, you need to take supplements. You need to take supplements, you need vitamin C. Yeah, that's also one I didn't mention. Vitamin C I take 1,000 milligrams, and I take 5 HTP. That's also for immunity and anxiety and stuff like that. Because a lot of people are now like panicking, anxiety. When you have that, immunity goes down. When the immunity goes down, you go outside, someone coughs in your face, you get COVID.
Yeah.
You know? This way, if you work out properly and you get enough sleep and you have a good nutrition and you take the proper supplements, you're going to be fine. Again, you can put the supplements in the description, which I take,
yeah.
You know, and people can get healthy. Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. Then, these were the questions from the community. Let's get to some quick questions to end the episode. What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza. Definitely.
You said you said pizza, I think, two or three times in this episode already, so I thought that you will say this. Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs. Dogs, definitely. I have a dog.
Nice. Do you have a favorite location for holidays?
Oh. Fuck. I don't go on holidays that much. I'm usually just working, you know. Even when I travel, it's for work. But the favorite places, which I can like say it's holiday places and everything, Dubai, definitely. It's one of my favorite, and I live there, and I have a lot of friends, and it's like home for me. Dubai.
Nice. What would you work as, or what would you do if social media just disappeared?
probably a trainer, and I will make a social media app.
That's smart. That's the answer that nobody gave until now. So
yeah, and we are making one now, so nice. People will yeah.
Nice.
For especially for calisthenics, so I think people will be happy yes. to hear that.
If you want, we can jump into your app. Like what is it about right now?
Okay, so we have already one app, which is my programs there and Vadim's for now. We made it like 8 months ago. It was trending already. As soon as we put it out, it was trending on Google Play for fitness, and it was trending for also on Apple on the number two place. So pretty good.
Nice.
You know, we have a lot of downloads. And with that, we also going to make another one soon. So this is like an exclusive. So we didn't really talk about it yet. Mm-hmm. It's still a secret, but it's definitely going to be the biggest calisthenics app in the world. Definitely. Nice. Like no mention. As soon as we put it out, it's going to be the biggest app for calisthenics. So it's coming. It's a lot of work, you know. A lot of moving parts, but it's going to be something different. And I think something people will really enjoy. Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be cool.
I'm hyped. So I think people are looking forward to it.
It's made specifically for the community mm-hmm. and for the trainers.
Okay.
But it's community based.
Okay.
You know, and it's going to be free. So it's going to be really good. I'm really hyped for it. We've been working on it, researching for the past few months. We are now in the production part of it, you know, finishing up everything. But it's going to be really good. I'm really hyped for it. And how it's going to grow and everything, it's going to be really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete or a hero even?
Not really. Like I used to, I mean, when you're coming up and everything, you look up to Hannibal. I looked up mostly for the guys from New York, you know, from Seth, Beast, Lord Vital, Hannibal, you know, everyone there, then West Coast, Medrano. You know, people like that, me coming up especially. But when you get older and you meet them and everything, you know, you look at them a little bit differently. They're more friends.
Yeah.
You don't look at like a competition or whatever. Same with Vadim. You know, I looked at Vadim. Vadim was a legend in 2010. You know, like I remember watching him. And now he's like my friend, and he's in the company and everything, you know, one of the athletes and everything. So like heroes are not really. I really focus on myself. You know, I don't really look at other people, you know, what they're doing. I look at myself. But yeah, I have a lot of friends that I look up to in the game.
Okay. Nice. Do you have a favorite book right now?
Favorite book right now? This year I read the 5 Second Rule. It's a pretty good book. I also read the Nike book
mm-hmm.
from
Shoe Dog.
I forgot his name. Phil?
Phil Knight.
Phil Knight. That's a pretty good book. You know, like the style it's written and explaining how they, you know, the troubles they went through and everything. So I think the Nike book is really good. Yeah,
it's called Shoe Dog from Phil Knight, I think. So like we'll also write it in the show notes. So if people are interested, because it's a really interesting book, no matter sports or business, like it's
interesting. Yeah, especially if you're starting something, then it's really good.
Nice. The best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
The best one, I should say the straight workout super final in Moscow when I won the third place. I think the organization was really good. It was in a big arena. Everyone was treated as an athlete, as a pro athlete. You know, same for 2014. Everyone was really treated well. Mm-hmm. Every event in Berlin was really good, organized by Dan Vito. Yeah. Was really top notch. And also Baristi workout, if you remember them.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis Rotano, the king of the bar.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
Nice. And last quick question, body weight or weighted? If you have to decide, only body weight or only, let's put weighted and weights together.
Weighted.
Weighted. Nice.
Weighted all day. It's a challenge. That's only the reason why. It's a challenge. Body weight is no more a challenge for me. You know, I moved on from it. I accomplished everything I wanted. I hit a plateau with it. You know, there's no room for improvements for what I want. And in weighted, there's a lot of improvements. You can only go up, you know, especially if you're like a beginner in it. You know, same for me for Olympic lifting or weightlifting. I'm finally a beginner in something, you know. So that's like, fuck yeah, you know, I'm struggling doing snatch. I'm struggling learning bench. I'm struggling with deadlifts, you know, like I'm a beginner again, you know. Okay, not anymore, but it'll be like coming out. Like even now I'm not moving that much weight, you know. So room for improvement, that's giving me like just a drive for it. So nice. It's all the time weighted or weightlifting.
I love that mindset. Like most of the people, they imagine being the craziest street workout athletes of the world, being able to do Maltese, like whatever, like everything. And the people who are there or who have been there, like they realize that there is more, that it's like you have to have this mindset to keep growing, to try different stuff and to dominate other sectors. Let's say it like this.
Yeah. But again, everyone has a different goal,
yeah.
You know, like true. Once upon a time, I wanted to be a really good street workout athlete. You know, I reached like as much as I wanted, you know, like top three, top 10. If I want it, and if the injuries and everything that I didn't have, I'll probably hunt the number one. And then when I reach number one, then, you know, what now? Reach again number one or change?
Yeah.
You know, same with calisthenics, same with weighted Cali, and now with Olympic lifting, weightlifting. You know, everyone is different. Everyone has their own goal. You can't really judge someone by their goal. But for me, personally, I want to be all around good, you know, not really specialize in one thing. I want to be good at everything, you know. So when someone is looking at me, he's like, holy shit, he is doing a muscle up with 50 kg. And then the next training, you see me squatting 200. And then you see me, you know, doing handstand push-up with 30 kg. You know, and stuff like that.
Right.
That's what I like.
Right.
Being overall like a beast.
And then they say, and then they say roids.
What?
And then they say roids.
Yeah. That's normal. Anything I do, it's gonna be roids, you know, for some time. And I'm like, and I know that I'm gonna get bigger. I know I'm gonna get stronger. You know, at one point next year, I'm gonna be shredded. You know, I'm gonna be probably around 80 80 and 83 kilograms shredded, you know, ripped, and then, you know, comments.
Yeah.
Like this winter, if everything goes to plan, I'm probably going to be around 90 kg, you know, the strongest I've been and the biggest I've been, you know, and people will be like, roids, or that's because of supplements. But they don't look at like fucking, this is all I do. You know, I literally eat, sleep, and that's it. Like workout and that's it. you know, like I don't do anything else. And people don't, I think, understand that. This is my full-time job. Workout, you know. Workout is my job, and that's all I do. Okay, with the app and everything, the business that we are building, that I can do sitting here, you know. But working out, I'm always like dedicated. I always have my meal, you know, especially now, like fucking 6-7 meals a day. And taking some, always remember taking supplements, and you have to also sleep right. You know, I have to fucking foam roll every day. You know, like I have to be injury free. If I get injured, I'm fucked. And then, you know, like there's so many moving parts into being an athlete, you know. And people only look at the results and then be like, steroids. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You know, I see comments like, oh, he has a lot of acne on his back. I don't have one fucking... Where the fuck? Who's looking at my back like that? From YouTube? Like, even on YouTube, like, there's nothing, you know? Like, if you... And there's no one around me. Like, I have a small circle of friends. So if you talk shit, I know you're talking shit, you know, because you're not around me. Like, the fuck? Well, whatever. It's cool. It's funny.
Crazy. Okay. So let's get to an end. Like, how can people get in touch with you? How can people learn from you? I know that you offer also like your plans. Like, how can people profit from your experience in the sport?
Yeah, so basically, they can check out my app. It's 25/7 Fit on the Apple and Google Play. There's a new app coming soon, so hopefully, I don't know when this is going to air, but I think the app will be done hopefully in a month, you know, so people will have time to check whatever else we have.
So in August,
they can follow me on Instagram. Yeah. They can follow me on Instagram. I am Stipke, Dejan Stipić on Facebook. I have my YouTube channel, Stipke, which I'm not active anymore, but they can check everything that we have there. And I'm going to be active soon, but with the app making and COVID and everything, it's pretty hard to make content. That's a fucking excuse, you know, but I'll make content for YouTube. And yeah, be on the lookout for the clothing line Gorilla Gang coming again soon. That's always, you know, with your guys stuff, you know, it's hard to make good quality and lost landing stuff. So we are working now on some new items, and it's going to come out soon. So people should look out for it. But everything is going to be on my Instagram.
Nice.
Cool.
Perfect. So, yes, like we're coming to an end. And before you can say goodbye to everyone, I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end, because it's like, thank I you. Think it's the longest interview that we've ever done. It's like,
oh, no way. It's been how long? Was
1 hour and 45 minutes, something like this.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's like,
I'm going to skip my meal, you motherfucker. No, I have to eat 2 meals at once. God damn.
Okay, yeah, but thanks for everyone like listening till the end. Much. That's crazy. Like,
hopefully people liked it.
Yeah. True. And yeah, thanks for your time, Dejan. Thanks a lot. No, I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Rate this episode, subscribe, like all the stuff. And
give a thumbs up.
Dejan, you can end the episode. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, man. Peace out.